We check in today with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine. Good morning, Joe.
Thank you for checking in this morning on this windy Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
What's happening in the city these days that we should know about?
Well, I think we're in good shape storm-wise. It could have been a lot worse.
Indeed.
The rain-wise and the wind. Those poor people down in the Caribbean area. What a tough thing to see. But it looks like that's heading out to sea, not heading in our direction anyway.
Yeah, we'll get a little piece of wind and rain, but certainly nothing like that, thankfully.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll just dodge that this time, at least. Are there any repercussions that you've heard in the city from the government shutdown yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Certainly nothing that has interrupted things with the city at this point.
Hearing from any of the social service agencies raising concern?
No, I'm sure that everyone is concerned about the SNAP program. And we'll be in touch with all the ones with food pantries to see what kind of shape they're in and what we need to do together.
Yeah, I know that Interfaith is asking folks to make donations, and both financial and food donations, because they'll see an uptick in need, I'm sure.
Right.
And, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about a couple of events this week that will be happening tomorrow, the 290th birthday anniversary of our nation's second president, and then tomorrow night, a national security symposium.
Yes, indeed. Good day. So, obviously, the John Adams birthday celebration on the 30th, each year, obviously held at the crypts of the First Parish Church. And I know that each of the high schools get involved in this one. The summer one with John Quincy Adams is a little light participation-wise because it's in dead heat of the summer. But this time of year, I know we have seniors from Quincy High North and Woodward School that make remarks regarding John Adams' contributions. So I don't know what the topic was. There used to be a short topic on that. But certainly look forward to that. I think it's my 18th. John Adams' birthday relaying. This is pretty remarkable. But it's a great tradition started by Lyndon Johnson. That it's a nice program whereby we're reminded of the contributions of some of these great, incredible, particularly in this case, one of the founding fathers, who was brilliant. And I can't imagine the revolution without John Adams involved. So pretty remarkable individual. So I think it's important we do remember their contributions and celebrate, and certainly it's part of our history. We're going from our 400th into the 250th of the country, and and again Quincy's contributions by Hancock and Adams for that effort is pretty truly remarkable, and we should celebrate these things. I hope that we do better nationally teaching history. It seems kids coming out of school today just have no idea some of what happened in their own backyard. So I think we do a pretty good job in Quincy, but overall I think as a country we can do better in that regard. And of course tomorrow night, the chairman of the Adams Presidential Center, retired General Joe Dunford, Congressman Stephen Lynch, third speaker, the name just went out of my head, Joe.
But, Jonathan Hurdle.
There we go. I'll be a little symposium at Quincy High School talking about national security, and I think it's a rather timely topic, so it should be an interesting evening, and I appreciate their involvement in this and participating, and of course Joe John Dunford leading the effort on the APC has been very helpful.
The theme of the wreath laying, I understand, is going to be Adams' role in creating the United States Navy, which, of course, is celebrating its 250th
anniversary. Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Navy's 250, Marines 250. It's quite a year.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be at noon tomorrow, and then the event at Quincy High School starts 5:30 tomorrow evening. These are both free, of course,
right,
and for folks are welcome to attend, yes.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the Adamses, any date yet for the dedication of the John Quincy Adams Park?
Yes, we have circled November 15th at 11 a.m. right there at the corner of Maple and Chestnut. That's the plan. Hopefully we'll have half-decent weather, but the park is ready, and looking forward to the event.
Very good. That'll be open, of course, to the public as well.
Indeed.
And, Mayor, any update on the testing of the firefighters' protective gear with regards to carcinogens?
No update at this point publicly. We're still working through both analyzing the studies and tests that were done, follow-up tests since we had that press conference a couple months back, additionally looking at all our options, legal and otherwise. So still work going on behind the scenes. And of course, you know, trying to figure out going forward what is the best gear to purchase for our firefighters. We don't have to worry about, you know, what's in the gear. We're trying to obviously give them all the resources, tools, and protection they need in doing their jobs. They shouldn't have to worry about what they put on their backs.
Yeah, as I understand, they've made a few internal changes as to when they actually wear that gear to try and minimize exposure, obviously.
That's correct. Yeah. Yep. Chief Jackson and Chief Smith have continued that effort, which makes perfect sense.
Sure. Speaking of, two new fire trucks in service in the city.
Yes, we're fortunate. I know you're aware, Joe, but the public probably not so much, but, you know, trying to get fire apparatus these days is quite an effort. You know, it takes 4 years to get a ladder truck. It's more than 2.5 years to get an engine, which just seems absurd. I remember when I was working for Jim Sheets, we would order an engine. You'd have it in 6 months, a ladder truck a year the most, and the prices were a lot cheaper then as well. You pay a lot of money these days, and it takes too long. There's been some congressional hearings on it to try to figure out, you know, what the heck's going on in the industry, because it appears that all the big companies have been bought up by one. So that's clearly a challenge and an issue. So you really have to plan way, way ahead, which we've been doing. We've got hopefully another ladder truck coming in at the end of the year or first of the year, and then there's another one that's been out of order that's probably a couple of years out. So these engines were available from this company. They had a number of them, and we grabbed two of them. They're all gone. I mean, a number of departments did the same thing, but they came at a crucial time because some of the engines, for example, Quincy Point, Wollaston, those engines were getting tired. They're in the 15-year range, and so now they'll be put. Mechanics will go over them, and they'll be used as spares and take some of the old-time spares then out of service. It's important to have the apparatus up to date, as well as have some spares available, Joe, because things happen, you know. We had, as you know, a few weeks back, we had a ladder truck that was hit head-on at 2 in the morning. Somebody crossed the line. So damage happens. Things happen. So anyway, we're in a good place, and notwithstanding the challenges in acquiring the equipment. So these two pieces were very, very important.
Sure. Very good. And to that end, also, any update on the new public safety complex in terms of moving in?
I know they are slowly moving stuff in, namely the police department, files and records. They're purging things. I know they've got a schedule from the state of what they have to keep, what they can't get rid of. You know, there's all kinds of requirements under the law with evidence and so forth. So they're being meticulous about it. I know that the new setup, obviously the station is state-of-the-art, therefore things are going to be a whole lot better as far as controls and filing, whether it's evidence or just everyday crime reports, accident reports, and other things. So I know they're going through that. It's a meticulous process, you know, going file by file. So that's been going on for weeks, and I know they are moving stuff over. We don't have a date yet. Inside looks a lot better than the outside. I mean, the facade of the building obviously looks great, but the grounds, still a lot of work going on. So we haven't picked a date yet when we'll do an open house and a little dedication ceremony.
Okay, very good. Finally, Mayor, where are you going to be for Halloween?
Myself, I'm scary, so. Hopefully, yeah, the weather will be okay for the kids, you know.
Yes.
It's a fun night for kids. We just encourage people to pay attention when they're out driving because the kids are running around all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That goes any time, but especially Halloween evening for sure. Yep.
For sure. Yep.
Thanks so much for your time, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.